G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, sunning myself by the beach and proudly bringing you some of the most requested Real Country moments on our summer series. We'll also be releasing our summer series plus some bonus interviews that we didn't have time for all on our free podcast feed. Now, you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or any other podcasting app. Simply do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe, or just head to our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, to this week's show, it's more Real Country Gold.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Guten Tag, Ben Sorensen here, and this is a very special Real Country, and there's two things that you can tell from that intro. Number one, I'm in Germany now. And number two, my German language skills peaked way too early. Now, don't forget, no matter where in the world I am, you can always call the request line anytime. 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, onto this week's German special. We have a jam-packed show. I check out the resting place for the French Concorde in Germany. I head down to Beethoven's house and hang out a bit there. I have a chat with a country bluegrass group, Dapper Dan Men. And I catch up with my expat media mate, Jared. I play a new tune from another expat, Beck Lavelle, and there's also music from Jetty Road, Mustard Courage, Christian Bush, and I may also catch up with Hunter Hayes as well. So let's kickstart it all with a song that actually fits in with my first interview adventure that involved all things technical. And while you think about that, here's Paul Coster, Tractors and Bikes.
Well, I was raised in the Mallee, driving tractors, riding bikes. There's nothing for a boy like me to be on day and night. The smell of two-stroke diesel and dust mixed with country air. They're days that I remember well growing up out there. 'Cause when you're 17 and bulletproof, life's a gravel road. Just sliding round the corners, losing traction as I go. It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life. Tractors and bikes. Well, sun up on the farm means work has started for the day. But the wrong side of the boundary fence was our place to play. Like jumping across that levee bank to see if I could fly. And dragging cars out.
So my two mates, Manfred and Wolfgang, told me about a place where I can see and walk through two supersonic jets, plus a whole heap of other aircraft. I can see German military memorabilia, collectible cars, motorbikes, and see the history of German engineering, and even catch an IMAX film and enjoy that delightful popcorn smell the whole time. To be honest, it sounded like the ultimate boys' day out. So we all went on a little road trip to the Auto and Technik Museum Sinsheim. And I even managed to catch up with one of the team there whose English was streets ahead of my German. Holger, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
There is a lot to take in here. It is an amazing museum with such a wide range of all sorts of mechanical things. Can you tell me a bit about the history of the museum?
Yeah, the Museums Club was founded in 1980. We had the idea to show not only cars, because there are a lot of museums of this kind in Germany. When we started to open the museum in 1981, we already started with locomotives, with trains, and aircraft. And so we show a wide range of all the technical stuff and not only cars. And this is the thing. The idea of the club, what we want to show, and we want to bring the experience to the people.
Absolutely, and there's a lot of interactive displays as well. Like there's a pipe organ in the corner that plays. There's also that giant train there.
Yeah, it's necessary for us to not only show the trains static into the museum. We made it possible that the wheels are turning and the trains give sounds, because some young people never saw a steam engine, cannot imagine how loud it is and how it does look when the wheels are turning of all these things.
And the same thing is true of a tank as well. You have a wonderful array of tanks here.
Yeah, that's right. But I have to say, in Germany, we have very strict laws. It's not allowed to have full function tanks in a museum. So it's not possible that we can drive with it, or it's not possible that we can shoot with it. It's forbidden by law. But with one of our tanks, we made an electrical engine inside so that people can control them with a joystick and turn the wheels and move the cannon and everything. So it's a very impressive thing, especially for children.
Now, walking through these cars, there was one that stood out, and that's possibly because I was born in the 80s, is the DeLorean. How did you get a DeLorean?
Yeah, that's, as you know, we are a club with 3,000 members worldwide. And the club members, they ask us if we want to show their cars. And all these people don't want to have their private cars in their garage. They want to show it to the people. And so they came to us and say, I have something interesting like the DeLorean.
Now, the DC3 out there is very impressive. I like that. However, you do have a Concorde. How did you get a Concorde? Was it on eBay?
No, it was definitely not on eBay. When once a Concorde crashed with Air France, a lot of Germans died. And aircraft thought it would be nice to give one of the Concorde to Germany, and then they look around which would be the best museum to make this possible. And then they realized that we already put some other aircraft to our museum, that we are able to manage such a kind of transport and this and that. So now we are the only museum worldwide that shows the Russian, the East and the West supersonic jet.
Well, it is absolutely amazing. I originally came to Germany for the food and beer, and then I discovered your museum and so much more. It is a wonderful place to visit and one of the best museums that I've seen in quite a long time. Thank you so much for your time and the entertainment today. It's been brilliant.
Thank you, and you're welcome. Bye.
Well, that goes to show that language is never a barrier when boys are talking about technical stuff. It was a great day out, and there is about a million or so photos from my day that will be on social media soon, so definitely check it out. It was so amazing. I also added up all of the kilometres travelled on the planes on display at the museum, and it worked out to be roughly 1 million miles. This is Jetty Road.
This factory line, 'cause all my friends have gone their separate ways. Yeah, been gone too long, they don't know my face, they barely know my name, 'cause I'm stuck here in this moment. I can see no end in sight.
From Jetty Road, and I'll just let you in on a little secret. I am the good twin. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. Behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is the Real Country German Special. For all things country, don't forget to head to the website, realcountrymix.com. So, I'm an Australian in Germany chatting with an American who's in Australia. This is my chat with the uber-cool Hunter Hayes. I'd like to welcome Mr. Hunter Hayes. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Now, so tell me about your musical journey, because, I mean, it takes a very special person be that passionate about music to play so many different instruments.
I mean, I think, you know, the old saying, necessity is the mother of creation. I think that was, there's a version of that that applies. And the thing was, I wanted to finish stuff. I wanted to create something. And I think everybody, too, goes through this phase in their life where, you know, it's much like that point in your life where you've lived in several houses and you're like, I want to design my own.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of thing. You sing a lot of stuff and then you get to a point where you're like, you know, you're desperate to say what you want to say the way you want to say it. But there is a thing, there is a significance to how it makes you speak. You know, when you're in your home studio when you're 15 or 16, you don't really have a demo budget and you're making demos. You know, you're forced to create a vision. You know, you're forced to figure out how you want it to end. You know, you're forced to figure out how you want it to sound. But it is an honest process, and I love that.
And you've been fortunate enough to travel to lots of different places, and including Australia. How have you found your experience in Australia? Because you've been doing Blues Fest and a couple of sideshows as well.
I love it. I've had a couple of days to my team that travels with me and helps sort of schedule everything. They have been so kind to me on our international travels, and they always provide, you know, plenty of time to explore. And we do the touristy things, you know. We've taken those touristy pictures, but we've also just wandered the streets and just experienced it and figured it out, you know. You got to just do it live, as we say. You know, I've been here for about a week last week, checked it out, loved it, and we got back today. We're playing a show here tomorrow, and you got to keep exploring.
I Want Crazy, released exclusively to Australia, which I am so impressed with. And I think Australians should be incredibly humbled by that, because to do a special release is actually a really, really big deal. I mean, you've got the Ryan Tedder mix of the title track. You've got Light Me Up, which I'm a huge fan of. And a really special version of Everybody's Got Somebody But Me featuring Jason Mraz. It's a really amazing 10-track mix.
As far as for evolution goes, there's been a lot of change between the first and the second record. And if I'm making an introduction, there are some things that aren't on Storyline, which is our second release in the States, that I really wanted to have here. And there are some things on the, you know, there are some things on Storyline that I really wanted on the release. So it was kind of an overview, as you said. It was kind of just a brief snapshot of sort of everything, chapter one, chapter 1.5 and two, you know, just kind of including a lot of different stuff and covering a lot of ground, because I definitely had the chance to do something different, and that was release a little bit of both of those records.
Just very quickly, your latest single, Light Me Up. Give me a 30-second walkthrough of that.
It's an exciting, it's a love song, essentially. A love song about the happiness, the celebration that happens when you realize you've met somebody that really excites, changes your perspective of life, right? It just like, it puts the sunshine in your day, right? It puts the fireworks in the sky, and it's the excitement of that Light Me Up is just kind of a celebration, you know, of love, you know, a lot of different things. So it's a fun track too. It was a collaborative track. We cut it several different times in the studio, and we had somebody go in and remix and have a lot of fun with it. So I'm really, really stoked for everybody to hear it.
Well, it is an absolutely fantastic track, and it is available on I Want Crazy, which is specially released for Australia. It's been a pleasure chatting with you, Hunter Hayes. Thank you so much.
Got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
was a broke down heartbreak, bad in need of a little of love's electricity. A busted carnival ride in the middle of the night. Then you flip the switch, you turned on the show, you lined me up.
Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.
So I was cruising around Bonn looking for some traditional food and a German beverage or three, and I not only found that, but expat Jared Reed, who also happens to work for Deutsche Welle Radio over in Germany.
So I'm with the superstar from Deutsche Welle Radio here in Germany. Jared, how are you?
I'm fine, Ben. How are you?
Good. Here in Bonn.
Yes.
I'm interested in the coffee culture of Bonn.
Yes.
And if media is the same in Germany as it is in Australia, you would drink a lot of coffee.
In terms of my workplace, we sort of either brew our own in the kitchen, or there is a press your own button machine downstairs where you log, you put money on your card and press the button and out it comes. So it depends how desperate you are and how much time you have, really.
See, you know, I have noticed that in all the little places that I've been to, there's been a lot of push button machines.
Yeah. That is pretty much, if you're looking for anything else here in Germany, you probably won't find it so much unless you look very hard. Push your own button, or push the button in a bakery is what you'll get in terms of what you might be used to, where they, you know, boil the milk and, you know, do these Uzbek things with their hands and the coffee and everything like that, and then pour it all together. It's not going to happen here.
Okay, new cultural thing that I've discovered here. I thought, you know what, let's get up early, let's head out for breakfast, and everywhere's closed. What's the go with no breakfast out?
Good question. That's another thing that I've sort of had to change in my life.
Because Aussies are really big on that.
Like, yeah, we go out for breakfast, man, and it's like different here. People don't do it unless it's after a certain time, or the breakfasts themselves are different. It's not really common to get a cooked breakfast like you would back home. You would just get like bread and salami and cheese and a boiled egg and some coffee and a bit of fruit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's, yeah, people don't really go out for breakfast, or if they do, they'll call it brunch, and the food is just different from what you might expect. One thing that actually I've had to get used to is things being shut on a Sunday and nothing is open in terms of supermarkets, shops, it's all closed. And it reminds me really of, you know, Perth in 1995, where I grew up, because that's, yeah.
Now, the media landscape here, I find TV really interesting.
German TV is, it's so bad it's good in a way. They have a lot of, it's very good if you you want to improve your German. You can switch on any sort of channel and find a terrible soap opera.
Or an American show that's been dubbed in German.
Yes, that's a thing too. I kind of can't watch things that have been dubbed, because basically anything from overseas will be dubbed into German, not subtitled. So, I find that difficult to watch.
And when we talk dubbing, it's kind of like Kung Pao dubbing, which is not so accurate.
They have to talk really, really fast to make the German fit into the English generally, but they have excellent news content and things like that. It's quite, they take their news very seriously, and there are a few really, really respected shows like that.
Jared, thank you so much for your time.
Most welcome. Thank you.
Don't forget, I'll be posting some of the full-length interviews of my trip to Germany on the podcast feed. So just head to iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, or your favourite podcasting app, and download and subscribe to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. After the break, I'm still in Bonn, and I have a coffee at Beethoven's house and chat to country bluegrass group in Ettlingen as I continue my adventure through Germany on Real Country.
Couldn't tell wrong from right. But when I hadn't called you up, I got a little drunk last night.
Hey, this is John from the Eli Young Band, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Headlights are so much better than they used to be. But there is one downside to today's plastic headlight lenses. They go all cloudy, dull, and sometimes even an off-yellow colour. Not only does this bring down the look of your car, these less-than-perfect lenses aren't giving you the beam strength and clarity that your headlights were designed to. There is a simple fix, however, and it doesn't involve getting new headlights. It's the T-Cut Headlight Restoration Kit. It's really simple to use, it works great, and clear headlights are just a few minutes away. Search for the T-Cut Headlight Restoration Kit in the Altrex Auto Accessories online store at altrex.com.au.
Hi, it's Dick Smith here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Fantastic.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is the Real Country German Special. For all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, before we check out Beethoven's house and talk a bit about Beethoven, I thought it was a good idea to note that the array of rich and diverse styles of music, instruments, polyphony, and even on occasion, the technical skill of the artist can be at least in part contributed to the contribution of classical music somewhere along the line. So let's enjoy some magical bluegrass and polyphony from the very talented and skilled musicians, Mustard Courage. Beethoven House in Bonn, Germany is a memorial site, museum and cultural institution serving to both remember and educate about the life and works of Beethoven. It was founded in 1889 by the Beethoven House Association and it studies the life and work of composer Ludwig van Beethoven. And I was lucky enough to catch up with museum director Malte Berker.
I told you about the tradition that we have in chamber music dating back to Joseph Joachim, that famous violinist in the 19th century. And, you know, in this tradition, we had the chance to build this wonderful chamber concert hall, which is considered one of the most intimate and acoustically really superb concert halls. Yeah, we are very proud of it, and the beauty of it is that below the stage we have the vault with all the autographs by Beethoven. So the musicians playing in this hall sometimes know that what they are playing is literally below their feet, the sources.
The
original, which gives a very special flavor to these performances and is very emotional for some of the musicians.
So how many audience members does this hold? How big?
200.
200. And it is absolutely gorgeous.
Thanks.
You make it yourself?
No.
You had other people that helped, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I think the magical thing about what I'm seeing right now is while it's beautiful, it keeps the focus on the music, not on anything else other than what you can hear and the acoustics of the room. It is still beautiful and it is still comfortable, but very much the focus would be on the music. And I think that is the amazing and respectful and just wonderful.
There's a society in England called Bach Trek, and they do statistics about...
Is that like Star Trek?
No. It's a platform for music performances.
Oh, okay.
And they keep statistics about all concerts and opera performances worldwide. Mm-hmm. And in the 2014 statistic, Beethoven again was the most performed musician that they have recorded. And among the 10 top performed works, 5 are by Beethoven. And it's, I think, no exaggeration to say that if people speak about Beethoven, sometimes they mean not just Beethoven, but classical music as such. And so he still has a great impact.
So one of the things that I do love about the museum is its growth from Beethoven's house to the block next door to this wonderful concert hall here. What's next?
It's the 250th birthday in a few years' time that we want to celebrate. There is not much chance to broaden the space, but we will rework the way we present Beethoven. And if it's for me, I think have to offer more musical experiences in the presentation. At the moment, we only have it on our audio guide, and I think for the people who come to Bonn to be in Beethoven's house, they probably expect more real music experiences. And there's a lot we could bring into this presentation.
Now, one really, really important thing that I have discovered about Beethoven, which is one of the main reasons that I love Beethoven, his life and his work, is he was a huge fan of coffee. And I think that says a lot about a person, really. Great ideas come about courtesy of coffee.
Great, you're fully right. So this is also an objective we have to follow. We should offer some coffee in the museum.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did notice in the gift shop downstairs there was Beethoven coffee.
Yeah, there is. You can buy it. We can have one upstairs if you like.
Okay, sold. Done. Beethoven coffee.
Good. From Beethoven to classical music to the Suzuki method of learning developed by a classical violinist to a student of that method, Christian Busch. We got there in the end. And speaking of ends, this is Trailer Hitch.
I wanna buy you a drink, maybe one for this whole town. May not have that much, but I don't mind spreading it around. Everybody chasing something, I don't know why they're running. I take my time to the finish line, cause we all end up with nothing. I don't know why, everybody wanna die rich. Diamonds, champagne, work your way down that list. We try, everybody tries, tries to fit it into that ditch. In a hearse with a trailer hitch. Started my day giving away all of my baseball cards. If Felt so good by the afternoon. I gave some guy my car. It ain't about what you're driving or about the gold you're piling. The less I have to worry about, the more time I got for smiling. I don't know why. With the trailer hitch. Hey, hey. You can stack it up, pack it up, tie it with the big red bow. Get a great big truck, back it all up, but you can't take it with you when you go. You can't take it when you go. I don't know why, know why. Everybody wanna die rich. Champagne, news to the new planes. Work your way down that list and we try. Everybody tries, tries to fit it into that ditch. You can't take it with you when you go. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch. Hey, 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 hey. Give it away.
After the break, I speak to a super cool German bluegrass outfit called the Dapper Dan Men and play the new track from expat musician Beck Lavelle, all right after this.
Hi, this is Ivor Davies from Icehouse, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and I don't really listen to country music, so I'm not quite sure what I'm doing here, but I'm waiting for Ben to impress me, so go ahead.
All entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties, and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
The heat is on, and that means you need to do all you can to keep cool. Window tint is what you need on your car windows, and there is a way to do it yourself. With Altrex window tint, you can achieve professional results for a fraction of the price of commercial tinting. It's easy to apply and available in two lengths and four shades. Altrex window tint blocks harmful UV rays, reduces road glare, and keeps your interior cooler while also adding privacy. And it comes with a five-year guarantee. Altrex window tint is available from local auto accessory retailers and in the online store at altrex.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is the Real Country German Special. So, for all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, we all remember the theme song to McLeod's Daughters, which was performed by Aussie songstress Beck Lavelle, who now resides in Germany. This is her latest track, Wake Me Up to Say Goodnight.
Walk 1,000 miles and then I'd walk a million more.
In the historic town of Ettlingen, I strolled through the streets to catch up with Hank, a bearded musician with a love of banjo, who also happens to play as one of the Dapper Dan men.
Well, I'm in Germany, and I thought I can't come to Germany without hunting down one of my favourite German groups that have an absolute passion for the music. And, of course, I'm talking about the Dapper Dan men. And the most dapper of all of the Dapper Dan men is Hank. And Hank has a cracking beard just like me, so we know he's a good bloke and he's really, really talented. How are you, Hank?
I'm very well, and it's nice to have you here in Germany.
The interesting thing for me is the culture of country music here in Germany, because, I mean, every country's got their own sound and their own traditional music, but I find little pockets of country music everywhere. And what is the country scene like in Germany?
The country scene, it's on three stages. Maybe the first are reenactment people, people who live in their free time as a cowboy or an Indian, and country music, and especially bluegrass music, the traditional kind of country music, maybe a kind of decoration for them. Yes? Ah. The second crowd is the dancers.
Line dancing, square dancing, and other shapes.
Okay. And the last kind are truck drivers, like in USA, and maybe motorbike riding people.
The Dapper Dan men are a little bit different.
Of course.
Yeah, you guys are authentic. And what I love most is that you didn't copy bluegrass or country from the Americans or the Australians or anybody else. You just went, hey, that sounds cool.
Yes, you are right. We are German people. And when we try to play country music, it will not be the same as if we were American people. Yes, but it doesn't matter. In Germany, there's a bluegrass association, and they don't like us because we are not copies. Yes.
Ah. Now you've got three albums out, which I think they're very interesting titles: "Hunting Bluegrass Squirrels." Now, Germany does have squirrels. How can you tell the difference between whether they're a bluegrass squirrel or a normal squirrel?
It came from a day we met the Wildest. It's a U.S. bluegrass band, and they fiddled. Betsy Ellis plays the fiddle, and she has a song, instrumental, hunting squirrels. Named Hunting Squirrels. And we were after this, getting so fast like Betsy Ellis, but we never catch her. And so it's like a game, like hunting bluegrass squirrels.
Ah. Your other one, Somebody Touched Me. Is it appropriate to really talk about that title?
Somebody
Was there beer involved?
It's not a beer. It's a Wolverine. But Somebody Touched Me, it's a song from, it's a traditional song, a religious song.
And your latest album, Cluck Old Hen, I think that is self-explanatory. There is a picture of a chicken on the front. We need to listen to more of the Dapper Dan men. Thank you so much, Hank.
Thank you for visiting Germany from Australia, so far away.
Hey! Miss
miss your taste, I miss your touch. Think about the way too much I know. I feel scattered out of place each time I close my eyes. I see your face and honey, hey, little doll. You're the one that I'll always see. Stay, little doll. Stolen moments are so sweet. Remember all the breathless sights when you look into my eyes. I know darling, can I ask you this before you take my heart? Take one more kiss and honey, hey little darling.
That's your lot for the week. Feel free to continue the country conversation on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/realcountry and on Twitter at realcountrymix. And I've also got an array of photos on my Instagram account too. So if you can, check that out. Ben Sorensen 1. That is Ben Sorensen and the numeral 1 on Instagram. Or all the links are available at realcountrymix.com, including the podcast of this show and our bonus content that you can download for absolutely nothing. A huge thank you to all my guests on Real Country this week, and a special thank you to Real Country's international field producer, Tanya Strawn. There was way too much of Germany to fit in and too much great food too, so make sure that you get off your backside and start planning your adventure to Germany today. Next week, I head off to Paris as the Real Country tour continues, and as they say in Germany, Auf Wiedersehen. Yeah! Look at me speaking German.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
You've heard us on the radio. Now check out the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you can browse all our latest car reviews and car product reviews. You can also watch our video car reviews and check out all the latest auto news as well. There's also more info on our latest competitions, the entire Behind the Wheel podcast archive to listen to or download, and links to our social media accounts as well. And make sure you leave your comments, give us feedback, ask for advice, or just let us know all about your car. behindthewheel.com.au, where motoring starts.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and I know as well as anyone that with a great beard comes great responsibility. That's why I choose to nurture my whiskers with the all-natural handmade beard oil and beard shampoo from beardmate.com.au. To make it easier, Beardmate will even give you 15% off your first online order. Just use the code BENSBEARD on checkout at beardmate.com.au. So respect your man, mane, and head to beardmate.com.au for total beard care.